The Whistler of Rosalia?
Well, your guess is as good as mine.
Okay. The Whistler of Rosalia. That is Natalie McMaster from the album One that she did with Donald Leahy. And Natalie McMaster will be in concert next Thursday evening at Bailey Hall in Broward County. And Natalie McMaster's on the line. Hi, Natalie.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Now, this album One with Donald Leahy, he's your husband, right? And this
yes.
is your first album together?
Yes, it is. After 13, well, we're married 15 years now, but it took us 13 years of marriage to put that one out.
Why did it take so long?
Just getting the time to do it, and because it wasn't a priority, it was just, you know, for Natalie McMaster, I had record labels and band members and managers and all that, and same with Donnell for what he did. So to do something together wasn't a pressing thing that we had a whole network of people working on. It was just something we wanted to do.
Oh, so you both had your separate musical careers.
Yes.
Who is doing better?
Well, that's a first. Never said it like that. Never heard it said like that. Who's doing better? Well, I can't answer that. I don't know. Ask the fans. Does it matter? Like, I don't know.
No, it doesn't matter.
Successful?
But you're both raising a family, right?
Oh, yeah. We have 6 children and a 7th on the way.
How do you coordinate that?
We make music together. We start traveling together.
Well, it took a long time to travel and make music together. Or did you start right at the beginning?
We traveled together before we made the CD, for sure. I'd say we'd be playing together now for 5 or 6 years. So, yeah, we... It was just a natural evolution. I mean, 2 fiddlers getting married in 2002. You know, we were excited at the prospect of combining our music. But it takes a while for those things to happen. Like I said, if there's nothing pushing you, then you're in your own ball that keeps rolling, you know, with, like I mentioned, a network of people that propel it. And so you really have to make quite an effort. And then, of course, after a couple of years of marriage, babies started coming. And that always changes the career and the amount of time you can dedicate to it. But we're rolling now. It's interesting what evolution has given us. Having 6 children, now all of them are playing the fiddle. So they do a little moment in our show. And so we never planned on that.
You don't travel with all 6 kids, do you?
We do.
Are you coming down to South Florida with all 6 kids?
Yep.
Wow. I've been familiar with your career for quite a while. You have quite a number of albums out. Donald Leahy, he didn't have a solo career, did he?
No. Donnell was always part of his family, Leahy. They played as kids, like our kids are doing, and right on up into adulthood and through their 20s and 30s. Now, with children being born, there's some of Donnell's brothers have sizable families as well, 8 and 9 kids and a big family. So they're busy with doing their family thing. For some of them, it's just a variety of regular type jobs. And for others, it's like us, where we include our children in our music.
Do you both, Donald and you, come from the same fiddle tradition?
If you know fiddling traditions, our fiddling traditions are very different. If you don't know fiddling traditions, one would say, oh, yeah, that's the same. For us, our differences in our traditions, in the actual style, I guess, of the tradition is very different. With how we grew up in our homes, that was very similar. Donnell's mother is from Cape Breton, and she moved to Ontario where she met Donnell's father. They had 11 children. They all grew up in a home of music and sharing the music, you know. And so that's how I grew up. I had 2 siblings, but we all grew up learning music and being a part of the community of music in the area.
You're both Cape Breton, though.
No, he's from Ontario. I'm from Cape Breton. He plays Ontario. I play Cape Breton.
What are the differences?
Differences are massive. Donnell is a completely different fiddler than I am, completely in every single way. His technical abilities are different. They're very exceptional. His tone, his tune choices, everything of how he presents his music is totally different. I often compare us to him being that black stiletto patent leather shoe you put on, and I'm the old comfy slipper you put on.
And how are you teaching your kids the violin?
We just both teach them.
Any particular style?
Well, when I teach them, I only know one style, and so that's what I teach them. But within that style, they still have to learn how to hold the fiddle correctly and hold the bow correctly and be in tune, learning to use grace notes. Those are similar with both our styles. Their style is not dictated by us teaching them, okay, don't play it like that, play it like this, with regards to style. I'm not talking technical ability. We don't do that. We just kind of let they're so young still, but however they sound, they sound. Some of them sound a little more like my flair, and some of them sound a little more like Janelle's flair, and some of them have a unique sound all of their own.
Was there any trouble getting them to play the violin?
Not at all, but my firstborn, Mary Frances, I was so anxious for her to play, and of course Janelle started playing when he was 3. I didn't start playing until I was 9. So as soon as Mary Frances turned 3, I thought, okay, we got to get her going, just like her father was when he was 3. And it ended in tears, that first lesson. It was horrible. And I thought, oh, I better back off. I better wait for a bit. She's obviously not wanting and not ready. So I tried again at age 3 and a half, and then the same result. So then I waited till she was 4, and that seemed to be the magic age for her, and she loves the fiddle now. We don't even have to tell her to practice. She's just self-motivated.
Now, you live, you said you have 6 kids with one more on the way. If I read it right on your press release, you live on a big farm in Ontario with cows. Is that right?
Yep.
How do you do that?
My husband, with his 11 siblings, they grew up on a farm, very major farm property. And there was 4 boys in the family, and they all grew up carrying on the farming tradition. That and the music, that was their life. And so Danelle has continued to be a farmer, and so have his brothers.
I'm speaking with Natalie McMaster. Natalie and Donnell Leahy, along with their family, will be performing next Thursday evening at Bailey Concert Hall on the campus of Nova University in Davie. Their latest CD, the first one together, is called One. Natalie, you've been playing Cape Breton-style fiddle for quite a number of years. What kind of change? I know you've innovated the sound quite a bit with the full orchestra sound, but have you noticed a lot of changes in the traditional progression of Cape Breton sound?
I have noticed changes, yes. Nothing overly dramatic or drastically different, but there's a natural evolution that is bound to occur and has occurred before I started playing, and, you know, we'll continue on. But tradition is still in good hands. I mean, even though it's altered slightly, there's a lot of players that are so respectful and playing the traditional music in its good homespun way, you know, and I'm not worried about the future of it at all.
What makes the Cape Breton sound unique?
I'd say the rhythm. There's a type of bow pattern that we use. It's just up, down, up, down, up, down, bow. So you move your bow up for one note and then down for the next note, back up for the next note, and down for the next note. Whereas in other styles, sometimes they string those notes together. So they might have 2 notes they play with the same bow direction. So one note is up, and the next new note is also an up bow. So that creates more of a fluid, slick sound, whereas the Cape Breton music is more of that very rhythmical sound where you hear every bow movement in every note.
I assume the Cape Breton style is a tradition that comes out of the Scottish style. Are your roots in Scotland?
My roots are in Scotland, yes.
Have you visited or have you gone to your family or try to trace your roots?
My family is long gone. My family from Scotland is now in Cape Breton. I mean, my ancestors came over in the mid-1700s. So we have any bloodline over there. I don't know how you'd find it, but I have been to Scotland many times, yeah.
Do you come from a line of fiddlers? Oh, actually, come to think of it, your father's a pretty famous fiddler.
That's my uncle, Buddy McMaster.
Is he still alive?
No, he passed away 4 years ago at the age of 89.
Natalie McMaster is on the line. Well, you're making a new baby. Are you planning to do an album together again?
We're trying to do that, too. We've been working on some new material, and we're going to try it out at your show.
Natalie McMaster is in concert next Thursday evening at Bailey Hall in Broward County. Well, let me finish with one more song. Tell me about The Chase.
Chase is a tune that my husband and I wrote. And for our styles that are very different, we found that playing tunes that we both grew up playing, we did not play well together because we had our own way of doing it. And our styles were so very different that they just didn't gel together. And it really covered up my little nuances, and my playing covered up Donnell's great little tricks and slicks that he does on the fiddle. So we've discovered over the years that it's best to learn tunes together or to write together. So this is our favorite piece that we've written together. It really features both of our styles within it. It's called The Chase.
Natalie McMaster, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Here is The Chase from One, featuring Natalie McMaster and Donna Leahy.